Summer camp is a magic place where kids discover who they are because they have the freedom to explore on their own. Y Camp at Horse Thief Reservoir is a sleepaway camp in the heart of Idaho's wilderness. Each summer, campers make friends, build new skills, and learn to love the outdoors through activities like canoeing, archery, zip lining, rock climbing, campfires, and more. Registration for Y Camp at Horse Thief Reservoir is open. Financial assistance is available. Learn more at ycampidaho.org.
It's 10 trivia questions on the hit Christmas movie Home Alone. Here we are after Christmas. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out my show. I hope you enjoy it. Today's episode is all about Home Alone, one of my favorite movies to watch over and over again. And here was a fun fact that I found watching Home Alone 1 and 2. In the first movie, Kevin and the family drink Pepsi. And in the second movie, they drink Coca-Cola products. So put that in your pipe and smoke it. I bet Coke paid a ton of money because of the success of that first movie to be the featured cola in the sequel. We have 10 questions for you from the movie. The first one specifically is picked by Patreon subscriber Kyle Almer. So Kyle, great topic. I'm sorry I didn't get to it before Christmas, but here we are just a few days into January 2020 talking about Home Alone. Before we get to the quiz, I do want to share some weird stuff I found in a green spiral notebook, and the date in this notebook says 3/14/03. So this is from high school. I was a junior in high school in March of 2003, and it's a to-do list. It says things to do / get. So I am going to share some things that I was supposed to do or buy for myself as a junior in high school. On the to-do list, it says practice for Lewis play. I was doing some one-act plays at a college called Lewis University in the Illinois area. So that was the first thing. Had a practice for that. Then the second thing was start Clue play. I was in a lot of plays. We did a stage version of the movie Clue. I was Mr. Green. I've talked about it on the show before. It was my favorite part of high school. The next thing is number three, get a job. And then in parentheses, preferably at a video store, which is interesting. I worked at Blockbuster, Hollywood Video, Game Crazy, and Family Home Video. So I did eventually do that. The next thing says, go see a show at Second City. I think I did that at some point, I'm sure. Number seven, find a side way to make money. Number eight, save money for the summer. Number nine, find a college to go to. I had no idea where I was going to go to college. And number 10, think of original comedy ideas for next year. Original comedy was the event I did for my high school's speech team. So I was trying to think of a new one for my senior year. On my to-buy list, I just want to share this real quick. The first thing is the family. It says Family Guy Season 1 and 2 DVD. So that was my highest priority in 2003, was to get that Family Guy DVD. The second thing says the Mothman Prophecy Special Edition DVD, the Ben Stiller Show Season 1, the Mr. Show book, Jerry Seinfeld Comedian DVD, 8 Mile DVD, Good Will Hunting DVD, and Mr. Show Season 3, which was coming out in August of that year. So that was my big wish list. I was all about buying and collecting DVDs and movies back then. And this was well before Blu-ray. So these were all on DVD. There you go. That's what I did in high school. I collected DVDs and I tried to work at a video store. But if you ever find anything like that and you listen to the show, send it my way. Send me a picture if you want me to share it. I love finding weird little time capsules of stuff like that. By the way, the cover of this is all just doodles of Alkaline Trio's logo. So there you go. We're going to jump in to some Home Alone trivia right now, picked by Kyle Almer. 10 questions coming at you. They're all multiple choice. So we'll see how you do. Those questions are coming up right now. Here we go. Home Alone trivia. Question number one. What nickname did Marv and Harry refer to themselves as when getting placed in the police car? Question number one, jumping right to the end. What nickname did Marv and Harry refer to themselves when getting placed in the police car? Was it the Wet Bandits, the Gold Tooth Bandits, the Sticky Bandits, or the Christmas Bandits? Number one. Question Question number two, when Kevin's family was in France, what classic Christmas movie were they watching on TV? Was it It's a Wonderful Life, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, A Christmas Story, or A Charlie Brown Christmas? Question number two, what movie are Kevin's family watching in France on their TV? Question number three, what pizza place did the family order from and Kevin also when he was left alone? What was the name of that pizza place? Was it Pizza Hut, Little Nero's Pizza, Little Nicky's Pizza, or Johnny's Pizza? Question number three, was it Pizza Hut, Little Nero's Pizza, Little Nicky's Pizza, or Johnny's Pizza? Number three. Question number four, what holiday song was playing when he tried to make the robbers believe his parents were throwing a party? Was it Jailhouse Rock, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, Walkin' in a Winter Wonderland, or Joy to the World? Question number four, what Christmas classic was playing in that scene? Question number five, how old is Kevin in this movie? Is he 7, 8, 10? Or 12? How old is Kevin in Home Alone? 7, 8, 10, or 12? Question number six. What famous actor offered to give Kevin's mother a ride home when there were no flights available? Was that Martin Short, Steve Martin, John Candy, or Dan Aykroyd? Number six, what famous actor was it in that scene? Was it Martin Short, Steve Martin, John Candy, or Dan Aykroyd? Question number seven, what did Kevin prepare for dinner the night of the break-in? Was it SpaghettiOs, pizza, microwavable macaroni and cheese, or Beanie Weenies? Number seven, what did Kevin prepare the night of the break-in? Question number eight, name the first four traps that Marv came upon in the house. Was it frozen steps, hot iron, tar on the steps with a nail, and glass ornaments? Or was it frozen steps, red hot door handle, tarantula, glass ornaments? Or was it frozen steps, blowtorch, glass ornaments, glue and feathers? Or was it frozen steps, gasoline rope, glue and feathers, and blowtorch? Which combination of traps was it for Marv? Question number nine, Kevin was angry two times the night before the family was leaving. Why was he angry? Was it because Buzz ate all the cheese pizza and he was going to have to sleep with Fuller, who wets the bed? Was it because Fuller drank the last Pepsi and threw up in Kevin's room? Was it because Buzz hit him in the head and stole his cheese pizza? Or was it none of the above? Question number 10, what did Kevin's dad find on the floor after returning home from France? Was it Easter chocolate, Harry's gold tooth, money, or Buzz's spider? Harry's gold tooth, chocolate from Easter, money, or Buzz's spider? Those are your 10 questions for this Home Alone quiz. We'll be right back in just a second with the answers. We're back with the answers to Home Alone trivia. Here they are. Question number one, what nickname did Marv and Harry refer to themselves as when getting picked up and placed in the police car? The answer was the first choice, the Wet Bandits. The Wet Bandits. Question number two, when Kevin's family was in France, what Christmas classic were they watching on TV? They're watching It's a Wonderful Life. Can you imagine you go all the way to France and you can't even go out and explore? You just got to watch that movie and figure out what happened to your little brother or your cousin or what have you. Number three, what pizza place did the family order from? And Kevin, also when he's left home alone, Little Nero's Pizza. I've seen a cool t-shirt pop up on Facebook ads for a Little Nero's Pizza t-shirt. I think I'd like to get it at some point. Number four, what holiday song was Kevin playing when he tried to make the robbers believe his parents were throwing a party? That was Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. That's the scene where he is manning all the different cardboard cutouts and mannequins and things with string, and one of my favorite parts of the movie. Question number five, how old is Kevin in the movie? He's not 7, he's not 10, he's not 12, he's 8 years old. The perfect age to plan all those pranks. 8 years old. Number six, what famous actor offered to give Kevin's mother a ride home when there were no flights available? That was the Polka King, John Candy. John Candy in that scene. Love him. Number seven, what did Kevin prepare for dinner the night of the break-in? That would be microwavable mac and cheese. He buys it at the store. Number eight, name the first four traps Marv comes across. It was the first choice, frozen steps, hot iron, tar on the steps with a nail, and glass ornaments. Question number nine, Kevin was angry two times the night before the family was leaving. Why was he angry? It was the first choice. Buzz ate all the cheese pizza, and he was going to have to sleep with Fuller, who wets the bed, who is his brother in real life, one of the other Culkin brothers. And number 10, what did Kevin's dad find on the floor after returning home from France? That would be Harry's gold tooth. Harry's gold tooth. I do not have any gold teeth, but I do have a few silver fillings from the 90s that are still shining in my mouth. And maybe you do too. Or maybe you just love Home Alone as much as I do. And I hope you love today's quiz on the movie. It was a little on the easy side, but hey, got to do those every once in a while so everybody can enjoy the show equally. It's time for the question of the day, brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. FMDesignsInc.com for all your printing needs. What was Doug's last name on the sitcom King of Queens? What was Doug's last name on King of Queens? Tweet me your answer at RyanBuds or email RyanBuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was Aioli, and your trivia team name of the day is the Laguna Beach Boys. The Laguna Beach Boys. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Thanks for telling a friend about the show. And remember, tomorrow starts our video versions of the show. So we're going to have the regular audio like you're listening to right now if you're listening on a podcast app. But from now on, you'll be able to go over to YouTube and watch me ask the questions. And the first seven episodes will be recorded at High Point Brewing in San Dimas, California. So be on the lookout for those tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Thanks for telling a friend. We'll see you tomorrow for more trivia with me. Cheers.